This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Signs of the Time. I'm not sure if this is a footnote to these times of turmoil or the banner headline, but I have to admit to loving the way people are not just putting their feet to the street these days, but their voices and often humor to the signs of the times. One of the marvelous things to watch during the recent Women's March and many other marches pictured around the country is the wild ingenuity that people are bringing to the posters they're carrying and the slogans they're inventing. The unique personalities coming to the signs bring some authenticity and also speaks to the more decentralized organizing mechanisms involved in putting together these rallies and marches. Where I can marvel and admire the discipline and demeanor of the I Am a Man block letter posters from Memphis and other civil rights marches, I have to admit that I love the do-it-yourself art, expression, satire, and even outrage of the diverse homemade signs that we're seeing so much of recently. Here's a random sample of signs and slogans from Spin.com. A beautiful picture of a huge orange peach with Trump hair. Of course, there's love trumps hate in many forms. You're not my Cheeto. Science is greater than stuff on Twitter. Shouts out to Beyonce saying, okay, ladies, let's get information. Even the Lannisters pay their debts in a dig at Trump and a shout out to the Game of Thrones. Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. Oh no, 4 full years of bad hair days. And of course, the keep your teeny hands off of my rights. From Slate.com, super callous, fascist, racist, braggadocious. A young mother holding a sign saying, we're raising our children to tear down your wall. I'm with her alongside a picture of the Statue of Liberty. Melania, are you okay? Sex offenders can't live in public housing with a hand-drawn picture of the White House. It's day one and I've had enough. That's the tip of the iceberg, obviously. The number of signs and slogans with drawings of female genitalia and slogans that match those signs would have made many high school sex ed classes obsolete. The homemade cat's ears everywhere and the knitted pink hats were a brilliant touch as well. Of course, the risk that brings organizations and organizers bad dreams are the signs that get really coarse, vulgar, and direct. Many organizers had screaming nightmares in the middle of the night about some of the signs that might emerge from a poster party on a long bus ride to an action and whether that will be where a camera focuses. But this time around, it all kind of worked because, if nothing else, it was keeping it real. And there wasn't really a recognizable organization that would take a hit. So let the good signs roll. How about these from USA Today? Tweet women with respect. The classic Rosie Riveter, we can do it, with her arm squeezing a pig with a Trump head attached. Or the Daily Dot, enough snowflakes make an avalanche. Tits before toupees. My arms are tired from holding this sign since the 60s. From a friend in Boston, would you be more upset if they wanted to ban Netflix instead of Muslims? From New Orleans, billionaire is the new lord. My other sign is also a no. Arise, my sisters, today we fight. This is what a feminist looks like. On that sign, the arrows point in all directions. I like that. There's hope and spirit in these signs, and we need that in these times. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.